Hi, everyone, and welcome once again to History Dweebs. I am Tim. Welcome to the podcast where we take a lighthearted look at the dark side of history. The topic of our podcast today is the Nazino Affair, Brandy, or Escape from Cannibal Island. It's a fucked up story.
Sounds like a reality show.
It is, but you know, to me, before we start, can I just say we would like to dedicate this episode to the noble Sully. Lady Beverly lost her trusted and loyal companion, Sully. He was a beautiful dog. Yes. And just a wonderful dog.
It's sad because we first got introduced to Sully, two or three years ago?
Two or three years ago.
So, Lady Beverly, we're thinking of you, and we're terribly sorry the loss of Sully.
Sully is irreplaceable.
He is. We also like to wish Shirley Strap a speedy recovery. She's not been feeling very well, so.
Of course.
I hope you're feeling better, Shirley. But anyway, this script was written by our good friend Jason Dykes. And Jason, will be at DweebCon, which is 2 weeks away, Brandy.
It is, and I would like to put out another reminder, as we will next week, probably when we record as well, that right now the rooms and the damages to rooms are all on somebody's credit card that is not yours. So if we could not party like rock stars and try and keep all the stuff that, when you walked in the room, it stays in the room. Yeah. Don't break the television. Don't knock out walls. Keep it to a dull roar. That would be great.
But it's going to be a lot of fun. Yes. It's going to be a lot of fun, DweebCon, in just 2 weeks, October 5th to 7th, I think. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a live show. Mm-hmm. It's going to be exciting, Brandy.
I'm tickled to death.
But anyway, this topic we're going to talk about today is cannibalism. One of your favorite topics, of course.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember it being my favorite topic, but okay.
Let me introduce our panel. First of all, I should warn folks up front that we are an adult comedy podcast. We use adult language. And if
fuck yeah, we do.
If adult language offends you, then
get the fuck out of here. Get don't shut your shit down right now. Go find, I don't know, Sesame Street podcast or something like that.
Yeah, Sesame Street podcast.
Yeah, you little prudish ass mother.
We would like to.
I'm so goddamn tired of these people.
You are so
bitter. No, you know what? I'm tired of people. They turn into a goddamn true crime podcast and say, oh, that language was horrible. Well, but you know what?
The shit where the people
got chopped up and threw out of a goddamn moving candy van, that's okay. As long as you don't cuss.
If adult language offends you, please check out one of the other wonderful independently produced comedy podcasts or true crime podcasts out there. There are many. Of course, our friends with They Walk Among Us. There are friends with Already Gone. We're going to see Nina of Already Gone at
Joe. We're going to see Joe.
Joe, her father.
Her father.
And we're excited
Joe's
about that.
Joseph, me and he Joe is a good are guy. Friends on Facebook.
I know you are.
Yeah, he's a good guy. So we're looking forward to seeing all of our listeners at DweebCon. And they'll probably drink brandy.
Probably a little bit.
There'll probably be alcohol and sex.
Okay.
I can only
participate in 50%.
Yes. Well, you know, some of our listeners are known to have sex.
I feel like all of our listeners are known to have sex.
It should be a lot of fun. So we're looking forward to that. So let me introduce our host, my co-host. First, I'd like to introduce a lady who really needs no introduction, the very lovely, a lady who's known throughout the land as Brandy the Benevolent. And for those of you who are attending DweebCon, you'll get to meet Brandy the Benevolent.
Oh, joy.
I'm a delight.
Goddamn delight.
I think we already established that.
The very lovely Queen Brandy the First. How are you, Brandy, if at all?
I'm doing all right, Timmy. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm excited about DweebCon, of course. Mm-hmm. And I'm just excited about this topic because it does involve cannibalism that I'm a big proponent of.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Oh,
that.
Yes. I worked to legalize cannibalism in California.
Cannabis.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was a waste of time then.
Cannibalism is not on a ballot this year in Ohio. To me, that's legalizing cannabis.
I'm sorry. I wasted a lot of my...
The cannabis is not the plural of cannibal.
And that's why he didn't pass the bar.
Timmy got a little fucked up in that Latin.
Brandy time is over.
That was nice brandy time.
I know.
Let me introduce a man who's known as the moral compass of our podcast.
By no one.
A man who has been described as an oasis in the desert of despair.
By no one.
A man who will be having a revival of sorts at DweebCon. He's got a tent, I understand.
Brothers and sisters, come and see me.
There's going to be laying on of the hands, passing
around at a basket, more hands, more baskets, big baskets, big hands.
He's really a beacon, Brandy. He's really a beacon. A deacon and a beacon. A beacon deacon.
A beacon deacon?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
He's
a beaker.
He's a reverend. Be nice.
I am too.
Then
make him special.
Not a goddamn practicing reverend.
Honorable.
You don't know my life.
When's the last time you married somebody?
Yesterday.
No, you're lying.
Wait, Dave, how long you been married? That's the last time you married someone.
Yeah.
No, I went to Brandy for spiritual counseling before.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't come to me?
Well,
I'm shocking.
Hurt. You were busy.
That hurts me, Timmy.
He was busy in his office on a group text vaping.
Yeah.
The very honorable, the Reverend Colonel Charles Beauregard Hawk Waters III, affectionately branding known as the Southern Gentleman.
By no one.
How are you today, Colonel?
I'm not good, Timmy.
Oh, God damn it.
I'm not good.
What? What's wrong? Tell us.
You have more fucking strife in your life than anybody I've ever
seen. I mean,
I'm not good, Timmy. I'm not.
I'm just walking down, you know, to the Finley Market to get my sandwich and minding my own business. And
Finley Market, of course, is a market that is
down the street.
Yeah,
we're not Finley the best Street. Neighborhood in the city. You know that, have to go past a lot of ladies in the night, Timmy.
Ladies
of the night.
Yeah, we're in the night.
Sex workers.
It's sunny, and it's only like, what, 4 or 5 blocks, and it's sunny.
Daytime
this
hookers.
Was yesterday
daytime
as I'm leaving.
Daytime bad news.
They are. I mean, it's like daytime strippers. I mean, you know, the day shift is,
So I'm
hit and miss.
So I'm walking down there, and all of a sudden it gets cloudy, the lightning, the storms, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And I'm halfway there.
Yes.
And wind's blowing and things are kicking up. And, you know, the ladies of the night, they don't really feed themselves all good that well.
Right.
So they're getting blown around.
Okay.
And it was like a tornado, Timmy.
A tornado, Brandy. Your thoughts on that?
I'm getting hit with tornadoes.
You're a jackass.
I mean.
Tornado, Brandy.
Because in tornadoes, it's the debris that gets you,
right,
Timmy.
Right.
It's the debris. You seen the Sharknado movie? It was like a tornado.
Tornado, Brandy, your thoughts on that?
You're a fucking idiot.
No, they was holding on to buildings. They was trying to do all kinds of shit. They was...
So he had an experience with tornadoes, Brandy.
Well,
since it didn't
rain or storm anywhere else, I feel like he was probably smited for impersonating a human being.
And here's the other thing.
You got smited.
I was on
he's
the
a man
list.
Of God.
I was on... We got this whole controversy going, you know, with... In the political world again, and God damn it, if they would have picked me, they wouldn't have had none of those problems.
You for Supreme Court?
Yeah.
Well, I could see you.
You were smited.
Because I would love to have one of those robes and be on the Supreme Court and have people making a case in front of me and just say guilty.
Would you
get out of here?
But would you? Would you wear pants? Like would you wear pants if you had one of those robes?
Oh no, I wouldn't. I'd let that silk rub right against a little general, Timmy.
Your thoughts, Brandy?
I need an extra long robe.
Are you looking forward to DweebCon, Colonel?
DweebCon, yeah. Okay. Yeah, there's some people there that are in desperate need of salvation. I mean, you've been on that page, Timmy.
On our Facebook page, History Dweebs, the podcast.
Oh, it's like a goddamn dumpster fire up there.
All right, so you think that some of our folks
need some... No, I don't think some of them. I think there's probably 3 or 4 that I could pick out of that group.
Mm.
That maybe are spiritually healthy, Timmy.
And you think that the rest need moral guidance.
Well, first of all, I don't know how he's qualified to judge anybody's spiritual health.
He's a reverend.
So am I.
You're not a reverend, goddammit. Now, you blaspheme when you say that.
But look how damaged he is. Like, seriously. Come on now.
We got, you know what? We got, the only person that's coming to me off the top of my head is maybe Amber.
Amber Krupp.
Amber Krupp. Spiritually, she's healthy.
Mm-hmm. She's perfect.
You know who my buddy Stephen Potts?
Yes.
Very spiritual man.
Karen, the rest of Karen them, Barnes.
Karen Barnes. Oh, Karen's a lovely woman, but no.
You think she needs some salvation?
She needs a fire truck of holy water on that girl.
What about Michelle Johns?
She's gonna be my next wife, Timmy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
The next Mrs. X. Oh. Michelle Johns ain't gonna put up with your shit.
Sorry, Michelle. Run. Well, we're looking forward to seeing everyone, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
I got raccoons again, Timmy.
Have you heard this, Brandy? The Colonel has raccoon infestation. Infestation.
Well, I feel like they're all coming. They've waited, and now it's time for revenge.
What? So, Colonel, you can't shoot them, though. Renee has prohibited you from using firearms. I understand. Is that correct?
Yeah, but I'm going to shoot him anyway.
No.
No, this time I'm taking him to a park. I'm going to risk $1,000 fine and drop him off at a park.
You should just maybe have a talk with him.
I tried to have a talk with him.
And it didn't work?
Well, he gave me that look. Which in raccoon talks means, fuck you, I'm still getting into your garbage.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you still have raccoon infestation, Brandy.
It's whatever.
All right, let's talk about Cannibal Island.
Finally.
Like I said, this is a pretty dark story. The Nazino affair was the mass deportation of 6,000 people to Nazino Island in the Soviet Union in May of 1933. What were you doing in May of 1933, Brandy?
Nothing.
Okay.
Absolutely nothing.
The deportees were forcibly sent to the small, isolated island in western Siberia, Nazino Island, located 340 miles northwest of the nearest city called Tomsk, to construct a special settlement, in quotation marks. Also, I should point out, Jason wanted to name this podcast, How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love Being a Cannibal on a Russian Prison Island.
That's nice.
It's not very catchy, though.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But it's a good story. They were abandoned, these people, these 6,000 people. They were kind of like political prisoners. They were abandoned with only flour for food, Brandy.
Well, what the fuck are you supposed to
what
do with that?
What kind of flowers?
not flour.
Flour.
Flour. Oh, flour.
Okay. Few tools, no shelter, and those who were attempted to leave the island were killed by armed guards. So it's kind of like one of the, you know, like you ever been in a workshop and they give these little exercises, like if you were on a Russian island and you couldn't leave, but they give you, you know, flour and, you know, a few tools, how would you survive? You know, you brainstorm and come up with some ideas. But I think
I've never been on a job interview where that's a thing.
Or well, in a job interview. It's a workshop. A yeah.
Yeah. No, I never.
That's an icebreaker, right?
Well, Colonel? It would be an icebreaker. Sure.
Colonel's experienced that. He's
very busy right now, not doing
his fucking job. He has a wealth of experience, Brandon.
Yeah.
He's a worldly man. Anyway.
I've been to this island that we're talking about.
Oh, good.
Of course he has.
The conditions of the island, as you know, Colonel, led to widespread disease, abuse of power, violence, Brandy, and cannibalism. Your thoughts on cannibalism, if at all, Brandy?
You know, I don't even eat chicken, really, so my thoughts are...
You know, I don't mind cannibals, but when they claim...
Chicken tastes like people.
I don't like it when cannibals, you know, claim to be vegetarians. That just bothers me.
I don't like it when they shove that apple in your mouth. I don't
know.
Like
oh, yeah.
Part.
Yeah, and they put... Jaws or they put you in that pot.
Yeah, I got some TMJ going on here. To me, you shove a big apple in my mouth, it's all like, ah. You know, I had to have a tooth worked on, and they put one of those bite guards in.
Yes.
And my dentist is exceedingly pretty. And she's a lovely woman.
He has a very attractive dentist, Brandy.
And the best part of this, Timmy,
don't care,
is it every 5 minutes, 10 minutes or so, she take the bite guard out and she massage my jaw, Timmy.
Did you ever get a Woody at a doctor or at a dentist office?
I did in physical therapy one time. I had a pulled hip flexor. I had a torn hip flexor. I was laying with a towel and she was working on it, and it wraps around your leg, right?
Right.
Your groin there. And she was trying to get it unlocked. It was frozen up, and once her hands got too close,
and
the towel started. Actually, it sounds like a funny story. I was goddamn mortified by it. Because I had a towel on. The towel flipped halfway across the room, you know, because it was like a pole vault.
Thing. I see.
I mean, it was a vaulting effect.
Your thoughts on that, Brandy?
Idiots.
And no, but I was truly mortified by it. I didn't even go back.
So you pitched a tent, basically?
No. I threw the tent off.
Oh,
Timmy.
Come on.
So, no, so I did pitch a tent, Timmy. It was a little.
Well, I mean, you know, does she reassure you, or does she mention it, or?
She said it happens every time I get my hand there on somebody. That she said your brain's programmed that once a hand gets there, something good's gonna happen.
She just start wanking off and say, "Does that happen every time?"
Yeah. She said, "I can assure you, whatever your brain thinks is gonna happen is not gonna happen, so you can just relax." But yeah. I was pretty mortified by it.
Yeah. What do you think about that, Brandy? Have you ever gotten a sign-in at a doctor's, a doctor's visit? I know you have never pitched wood, but I mean, have you became aroused at a doctor's appointment?
No.
What about gynecologists? Does that ever, it doesn't do anything?
No.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Is that?
I think you're lying.
Is that normal?
Give a shit what you think? It's,
I mean,
Friday,
is that just
afternoon.
You, or is it like all women? They don't get excited when someone's down there.
Very,
you know,
rarely is somebody going to get excited
working under the hood.
Yeah, when you're at the gynecologist.
What do they do in there?
What?
I mean, what exactly goes on in there?
And do they have a little? Do they use the little miner's caps?
Yeah, it's like spelunking or some shit.
Yeah.
What are they
spelunking.
Doing?
Spelunking.
Let's talk about cannibals.
All right.
Oh, something more tasteful.
It's just something that's not this.
Within 13 weeks of this being on this island, over 4,000 of the deportees, you know, they started with 6,000, had died or disappeared, and a major majority of the survivors were in ill health, Brandy.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you some background.
Please do.
In February 1933, this is before I was born, just want to make that clear, I'm going to screw up these names because they're Russian.
Why don't you just put Mr. K and Mr. C, whatever, just Mr.
No, I like to try. Jinrik.
I know you like to
Yagoda.
Try.
Jinrik Yagoda was the head of the secret police, Brandy.
Mm-hmm.
And Matev Berman.
Hold on. We know the name of the guy.
Mm.
How goddamn secret could the police be?
Well, he was the head of the secret police.
Yeah, so he wasn't doing a very good job of keeping it a secret.
He was the face of the secret.
He was the face of the secret police. And he had this Matel Berman. He was the head of the Gulag, which, of course, was their labor camp system, right? Where you get people sent. They proposed to Brandy's good friend, Joseph Stalin. You may remember him, Colonel.
Brandy, I do remember Brandy's, Stalin. Aren't you related to Stalin in some manner, devil?
No.
Do you support him in any way?
She does.
I know she's got a crush on Putin. For those of you don't know,
what do you got there?
Brandy's office has this huge picture.
Me on horseback.
Yeah, horseback.
No.
With no shirt on.
Yeah.
No.
She fantasizes about Putin's nipples. Is what I.
Oh, gross.
He's a handsome man.
Actually, not.
He
so
looks
much.
A little Weasley to me. What are you drinking over there, Devil?
Coffee.
Looks doesn't like look a, like coffee.
Looks like a contraption of, I don't know.
Yeah, looks like a smoothie.
Is that from Starbucks? Yes. How much did you pay for that?
$3.
All right. That's not that bad. It's not bad.
You know, you could have raised a child in Brazil for that.
Yeah. A whole month.
For a whole month.
Or you could have fed these people.
Well,
on
Sally Struthers. I don't give a shit right now. I just want to have a fucking iced coffee.
But you're a reverend. You're a reverend. Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
Hmm.
You're a disgrace to your frock.
You're a disgrace.
My frock doesn't give a frock about you.
Well, you know, she has those people who like Satan following.
I know, yeah.
They're like, when you're having your revival, they'll get together and rape a virgin or something.
What?
Whatever it is that you do.
What?
Okay, Timmy just went to 11 there.
What do you do in your satanic, you know, when all you devil worshippers get
I think they just take off their clothes. One of them.
Oh, I don't. I don't really believe it. No, it won't really be a virgin. They just pretend. But
you ain't going to find a virgin at DweebCon.
What are you doing? What do you do? You sacrifice animals or something, don't you?
Well, I'm going to sacrifice a podcast host this year.
Well, I'll have to let our friends know.
Yeah, you do that.
Let Dominique know that, Colonel.
Yeah, she's a tiny little thing.
In 1933, this guy, head of secret police, so they get him and the head of the gulag goes to Stalin and say, hey, we got these 2,000 people who they considered, you know, undesirables.
Ne'er-do-wells.
Yes.
Deplorables.
Deplorables because they were not in line with Stalin's, you know, political philosophy, right?
Sure.
So they propose resettling. No, 2 million. There's 2 million people. They sent to Siberia in these special settlements. The deportees were to bring.
I feel like this is one of those things in history that just keeps happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're gonna resettle you.
We're gonna resettle you. Yeah.
Yeah. So the deportees were to bring over 386,000 square miles of virgin land into production and become self-sufficient within 2 years. So basically, they're putting them out in Siberia to say, "Okay, you're on your own, right?
Right.
And you survive the best you can, kind of like Naked and Afraid, Colonel.
Yeah, except cold."
Mm. So Yagoda and Berman's plan was based on the experience of deporting 2 million, these are kulaks, which are undesirable peasants. Aren't really all peasants undesirable? I mean, you don't really have.
I don't think there are such things as good peasants.
Yeah. I mean, you don't desire ever to have peasants, right?
No, you never.
Ideally.
I mean, occasionally, like on, you know, Princess Bride, you see Buttercup like a good peasant girl.
Right.
But those are few and far between.
Brandy, what's your thought on serfdom? Do you have a position on serfdom?
I don't. I really don't have a position.
All right. And just, you know, the Colonel and I, for the record, are opposed to slavery of any type.
And serfdom.
But, of course, Brandy's straddling that line.
Yeah, she's neutral on serfdom.
I don't see how you sleep at night, but hey.
There's good people on both sides.
So, all right. So they got these like I said, these people were named kulaks, and they have this policy. They want to get rid of them, right? But they didn't have the resources available. So they, to really feed them, at the time there was a famine going on in the Soviet Union. Christ. That means there was no food, Brandy.
Well, I can even say it, too.
Yeah.
So.
And so they decided, they proposed, okay, we're just going to take these undesirables. We're going to drop them off in Siberia, and they're on their own, right? So that's what they do. And many of the people they deported, these undesirables, were city dwellers, Brandy, from Moscow and Leningrad, who had been unable to obtain, because under the Soviet Union, under the Communist Party, that you had to have internal passports. Like, we have to have them, too, because we have to have them, right, to travel on an airplane. But they won't tell you their internal passports because we're a free country. Mm. But they had to have internal passports to go from one region to the next. But we really do, too. But that's a different topic.
Right.
Without an internal passport, they could be arrested and deported from the city after a hearing. So, like, if you were in a city and you didn't have a passport, and you're from Cincinnati and you were in Columbus, you know, they could kick you out of Columbus. I'm sure you're familiar with being kicked out of cities, so we won't dwell on that. This would allow...
So that's the kind of podcast we're going to do today, is it?
This allow... Colonel, your thoughts?
I'm down with that.
Okay. This would allow Soviet officials to cleanse Moscow and Leningrad and other cities in the USSR of socially harmful elements. Are you aware of any socially harmful elements in your life?
Yes,
Brandy?
I am.
Well, I was asking Brandy, but go ahead, Colonel.
We haven't heard enough from you today.
I'm looking at a socially toxic.
So, and if this was the Soviet Union in the mid 1930s, Brandy might have ended up on Cannibal Island.
No, Brandy probably ended up in charge, Timmy.
I would have won Cannibal Island.
Yeah, it is kind of like, as we get
in. You know what I don't like about Survivor, Timmy?
What?
You can't push a motherfucker off a cliff.
Well, you can't. What was the name of that movie that Jennifer Lawrence was in?
Hunger Games. But
the Cannibal Island was really a Hunger Game.
The TV show Survivor, you know, they it's like, oh, we got this alliance. No, shank the motherfucker in his sleep. Then you're the survivor.
You think that there's...
It's like, how far are you willing to go to win this show?
Yeah, and survive.
And is that guy that won the first one enough. Still in prison?
Richard Hatch.
Oh, the naked guy?
Yeah.
No, I think he only got a year or something. Mm. Yeah. Is that show... That's not show still on, right?
Yeah.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
I thought they canceled it.
Nope.
Oh, they should. All right, so they decided this is a great plan. They're going to move forward with it. And they were going to take all these undesirable peasants and people who did not believe in their way of life and also petty criminals. And they're just not political, just not people who didn't align themselves with the Communist Party. They were also going to take petty criminals and anyone who didn't fit in. Brandy, your thoughts on that?
Yeah.
So, like, maybe the colonel, perhaps, would have been, because, you know, he doesn't always fit in.
He doesn't. That's true.
But he's a, you know.
He takes a special place for me, too.
Well, it's because, Colonel, you are a man of rare abilities and talents.
I have a special set of skills, Devil.
Plumbing.
According to the plan, the deportees would pass through transit camps for processing before being sent to their final destination.
Again,
so they're like hobos, Brandy, like Russian hobos.
They're like hobos. They're also like so many other things.
And while they were on the railroad, they could have been Gandhi dancing. They should have Gandhi danced all the way from Moscow to Siberia. Do you think, Colonel?
That'd have been quite
it would have been interesting to watch. But yeah. I think Gandhi. See, the problem is, Timmy, you have to start thinking about how you're conserving calories.
Oh, that's
and
a good
Gandhi
point.
Dancing is
he's
known
got a point, Brandon.
Is one of the best aerobic activities. Actually, I taught a Gandhi dancing class at one time.
Would you be willing to teach
in
Gandhi?
Leotard.
Would you be willing to teach Gandhi dancing at DweebCon?
Well, yeah, I will. I mean, we got our fair share of hobos coming, so
and I think many of them are very, you know,
I
they
wonder
seem
how many
they
people
seem
are coming in on to DweebCon on the train.
I don't know.
I'm willing to bet zero.
Well, you never know.
You never know.
I think Ben, maybe.
Bender Brovich?
Yes.
Yeah, he might be coming in on a train. Yeah.
He might be coming in on a train.
I don't think he is.
Well, you're saying if anyone's interested, you will be giving Gandhi dancing
lessons. I will
lesson.
Teach some Gandhi dancing and some.
He's light on his feet, Brandy.
Now, I can't do it as good as our friend Charlie Worrell's daughter.
Uh-huh.
But I will do some clog dancing, too, Timmy.
How about that, Brandy? Do you river dance? You river dance?
Yeah. Oh, river dance? I ocean dance, Timmy.
Have you ever seen him dance, Brandy?
No.
Would you like to?
No.
He's got moves.
Come on, put some music on for me, Devin. Come on. Look.
He was a Chippendale.
Hips like oil right here.
His hips don't lie, Brandy.
I'm trying to keep my lunch down right now. If you could.
He used to be a Chippendale. He was a Chuckendale.
For those that can't see, I just busted a few moves up in him. Brandy was kind of fascinated by it.
Brandy, your thoughts on the Colonel busting a move?
Made me throw up in my mouth.
Timmy?
I can't, you know.
Did I look like one of the solid gold people?
I really thought
gold people.
I really thought, I would have sworn I've seen you on Soul Train before.
Yeah.
Woo, woo.
Different train.
Oh, well. Anyway, so they decide the large transit camp at Tomsk, or this city, the closest city, which was only meant to hold 15,000 deportees. However, 25,000 arrived in April of 1933, even though the camp was not scheduled to be completed until May 1st. So they're overcrowded and they haven't even opened yet. So it's already messed up, Brandy, plan. The arrival of so many deportees panicked Tomsk authorities, who viewed them as starving and contagious. So they're worrying they've got too many refugees. I mean, internal refugees, right? Not having any experience with the urban deportees, because they're used to working with people who were in the rural areas, the administration decided to send them to Nanzino Island, a river island on the Ob River, just north of the city, in a particularly empty part of western Siberia. The island was just 2 miles long and about one-third of a mile wide, Brandy. So it's not a big island.
Not a big island.
Not a big island. You remember that song, Thunder Island? It's been in my head all day.
No, I don't remember that song.
I don't remember that, Timmy.
It was like from the 80s or 70s or 80s. Someone will remember it, I'm sure. We have a very intelligent audience. Four river barges, which were designed to haul timber, were filled with about 5,000 people, deportees, on May 14, 1933. About a third of the deportees were criminals, Brandy, who was sent in order to decongest the prisons. Your thoughts on that?
What's a decongest?
I let them out, I guess, to make it...
decongest?
Yeah, to make it the prison to avoid overcrowding.
Chuck, you're going to have to stay with me here.
I'm not. I can't stay with you. I can't figure out what he's doing here.
Deportees were kept below deck on the barges and fed a daily ration of 200 grams of bread per person, Brandy.
And how much is that?
I don't know. 200. Okay. It's double 100 grams. 20 tons of flour was also transported. But the barges contained no other food, cooking utensils, or tools. So that's where we're at, Brandon. They're putting all these people on an island. They got some flour, but not much else.
Well, they have, you know, the supervisory personnel. They have a couple commanders. They have 50 guards. But all these people are newly recruited, and they had no shoes or uniforms.
Oh.
So
shoes are key.
Barefoot.
Yeah, barefoot in Siberia.
Barefoot and blending.
Yes.
So the barges unloaded their passengers during the afternoon of May 18th. There was no roster of the disembarking deportees.
So there was no record of who names.
Yes, that's what that means.
Yes.
But on arrival, 322 women and, Jesus Christ, and 4,556 men were counted.
What is your thoughts on that, Colonel?
That's a lot of people.
Yes.
Not only is that a lot of people, it's a disproportionate.
Well, there's more men than women there. That's certainly true.
Well, clearly, yeah. I think that's an issue.
It's a buyer's market if you're a woman. A seller's market if you're a woman.
Then women are, they're going to be picky.
Oh, yeah.
10-to-1 odds. They can choose to be picky.
Well, you know, and here's the thing. I mean, she's got her choice of derelicts and thieves. And
right.
I mean, you know.
Well, you go with the one that has the most flour.
Well, things quickly went from bad to worse when it was found that their new home was a frigid wasteland of thorny brush bereft of any natural food sources.
Well, it certainly doesn't sound like a good place to be.
Well, so pretty early on.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
300 prisoners died in a snowstorm on the first night as they slept out in the open without shelter.
Your thoughts on that, Colonel? Have you ever slept out in the open in a snowstorm without shelter?
Occasionally. To me, it really just depends on... Occasionally, I like to... it's good for... It's a cleansing experience, Timmy.
I get you.
Out there, the cold... See, you don't notice double because you're still carrying around that.
I don't know what that means. Well, are you calling me
the
fat?
The evil demons in you.
He's calling me fat.
No, he didn't mean that.
It's
he meant
evil demons inside.
That's
you.
What this is. When people do this.
No, you're still carrying around.
He's looking at me like I'm.
He's talking about your
fucking
aura.
Yeah.
My aura.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See that black aura you got? If you would lay out in the snow in a good snowstorm,
make a snow angel.
Yeah, you might be able to chip away and break, snap some of that blackness off.
That's the advantage they had. These cannibals had. They could lay and make snow angels, and no one's gonna. Tell them no.
The next morning, around 20 tons of moldy flour was dumped onto the shore of the island to be distributed equally. Well, sure, that's going to work out.
Well, I mean, if they should have probably, planned it a little bit better.
Well, but things quickly devolved into chaos when the starving prisoners converged upon the flour in a churning, disorderly stampede, which quickly turned to brawls and rioting.
But I don't understand. What are you going to do with the flour? You're going to bake bread? I mean, you don't have no tools or anything. What do you do with it?
I don't know.
Can you eat flour by itself?
I don't know. Well, moldy flour is not good.
No. I would go out on a limb and say anything. It's moldy.
Yeah. Except for cheese.
I'm part of the anti-cheese coalition.
I understand.
I don't support it.
You still haven't got past the cheese?
Well, I'm okay. I'm reasonable. I'm not one of the, far right or far left
now
people.
No, you're good with the orange cheese.
It's in those anti-provolone people. They're nuts.
They're crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I don't even want to talk about it, Brandy. Go ahead.
Okay. So they're brawling and rioting, and the panicked guards who have no shoes or uniforms.
Right. Well, they just started.
Yeah. They ended up firing into the crowd of people, leaving many of them dead or wounded.
Okay.
Which will fuck up your flour.
Well, it'll allow for more flour per person.
What it does is then you have...
Snowstorm helped.
Well, yeah. The flour was moved to the shore opposite the island, and distribution on the island was tried again the next morning with another fight and more firing resulting.
Well, I guess they just thought that they would automatically sit down and distribute it equally.
Mm. Let's see. So there's another fight. So after these failed attempts.
Yes.
Which, they learned. All the flour was distributed via brigaders.
Oh.
Who collected flour for their
brigaders?
Yes, brigaders.
Motherfucker, brigadiers.
Brigadiers. They could be brigaders. But anyway, what they're saying is they broke up into units, right?
Well, I'm working on it.
What do you think about units, Colonel?
Ask her what she thinks about units.
They collected flour for their brigade of about 150 people.
Okay, so they broke up in little communities, brigades.
Oh, there we go. The brigadiers. Now it's brigadiers. Okay.
I didn't write this. You got to blame
Jason. No, I know you didn't. Were often criminals who abused their positions. Get out of town.
Well, there's a level of trust that goes in any time you put people on Cannibal Island.
There were no ovens to bake bread, so the deportees ate the flour mixed with river water, which led to dysentery.
Are you fucking kidding? These motherfuckers couldn't rub two sticks. You tell me there ain't no sticks on this island?
Well,
see, this is if these people had learned to be self-sufficient.
It's these millennials.
It's like they're on the Oregon Trail. They died of dysentery.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the dysentery is an ugly one, too, because you get the diarrhea.
Oh, you get the diarrhea, Brandy.
Mm-hmm. Some. Mm-hmm.
You can't dig a pit deep enough when a bunch of people
you
get
you just shat all over the place.
Yeah.
some deportees made primitive rafts to try and escape.
That's what a plan I would go with.
But most of the rafts collapsed and hundreds of corpses washed up on the shore.
No, that wasn't a good movie.
Oh, man. See, and then the sharks come.
Wait, no,
except even the sharks won't eat people with dysentery.
I don't think you have sharks in a river in Siberia, but I may be wrong. But Brandy,
What?
You've got some, obviously, if there's some corpse there, you got a source of meat.
Well, and guards hunted and killed other escapees as if they were hunting animals for sport.
Okay, so the guards are being dicks about this whole thing.
Sure. Well, they don't have any shoes.
Or badges.
You know, I once complained about having no shoes.
I know, shut up.
Then I ran across a man who had no feet.
My dad ran across a guy in Afghanistan whose feet were backwards. He had backwards feet.
Did he?
Okay, third.
Was he coming? Was he coming or going? Was he coming or going?
Yeah,
you never could tell. You never could tell.
Well, Timmy, this is a lesson for our listeners. So I complained about not having any shoes.
Yes.
I met a man with no feet.
Yes.
So I took his shoes.
They called him Bob.
This is a parable, Brandy.
This is a parable.
Yeah.
I met a man with no feet.
Spell it.
I complained about having no shoes. I met a man with no feet. I took his shoes because he didn't need the motherfuckers.
That's an amazing story. Because he didn't have no feet.
Brandy, so, just a minute. Let that sink in.
Think about it.
That's why your soul is empty. You don't take these lessons that he gives you out of the goodness of his heart. He's trying to turn on a light, turn on a switch, and you just disregard anything this man has to
say. Listen, Truman Capote. I'm about done listening to
last time you complained my glasses were broke. And now you're complaining I look like Truman Capote.
Those are some exceptionally stylish glasses.
Thank you, Colonel.
No, you know
manly,
what he looks like?
Manly.
You know what he looks like? You remember the professor that worked with Beaker on the Muppets?
No, he does not.
Yes, he does. Look at him. Tim, look at him.
Tim looks like
he's look at him.
Tim, he looks like he could be a a PhD. Tim looks like he should be.
Thank you, Colonel.
Working on the Manhattan Project.
Thank you, Colonel. A Mensa candidate.
Mensa candidate.
Yeah.
Actually, the guy who decides if the Mensa candidates get in is what you look
I
like.
I bet
right?
I will
looks
get
like
a lot
the
of
professor from the Muppets.
I will get a lot of compliments at DweebCon on my new glasses.
Yeah, you will. All right. So surprisingly,
yes,
society on the island quickly broke down.
This is an interesting experiment. You take a bunch of undesirables, you put them on an island in Siberia, you give them flour, but you don't give them any tools, and then you just let them to their own devices. Yes. And if they try to escape, you shoot them.
So this is what happens.
Yes.
So it devolved into borderline anarchy.
Oh, borderline?
Not quite anarchy, borderline anarchy, which I'm not sure where the border is. The majority of the population were city dwellers.
Yes.
Most of whom knew nothing about basic agricultural practices such as clearing and cultivation that would make the island properly inhabitable or habitable. Excuse me.
Yeah, Colonel, if you're from the west side of Cincinnati, but you know how to grow food and you know how to survive.
I can survive. Yeah. I can survive on my own.
Jesus. The sparsity of resources led to gangs forming.
Gangs.
That always starts.
Mm-hmm. Who began using violence to dominate the island.
Did they flash gang signs?
Probably. People were frequently murdered in fights over food and money. And the bodies of those in possession of value, such as gold tooth fillings and crowns, were often looted.
But why would you need money?
What the fuck are you going to do with gold on a desert island?
Yeah, a cannibal island.
The guards established their own reign of terror, extorting settlers and executing people for minor offenses.
You could bribe the guards, I get guards.
Even the doctors sent to monitor the island's population, who were supposed to have protection, began to fear for their lives.
Well, sure, you got all these undesirables running around.
Hold on. On May 21st,
yes,
3 days after the deportees' arrival.
Okay.
Now, hold on. So all of this shit is occurring within three fucking
three days. They got gangs. I mean, shit happened quick up in there.
I mean, you really need to give it a chance.
Well, here's the thing, too. Mm-hmm. After 3 days, like, are you desperate enough to have water with flour? Like, with
river water?
Yeah. River water. Flour and river water.
Why wouldn't you just go fishing?
That's what I want to know.
I don't know, but this is 3 days. after 3 days, signs of cannibalism are observed in 5 deaths.
Jesus Christ. They went paleo really quick there.
You know what? You know what this reminds me of? Have you ever seen, and people, and this happens, like, you'll see it on sitcoms, and so people get, like, trapped in an elevator for, like, 20 minutes, and they have no cell service, and so, you know, it's like when they get out, they're like, oh, my, you know, they they start reverting, you know, in 5 minutes, they're reverting to...
Lord of the Flies. Basically a Lord of the Flies situation.
Oh,
God.
Oh, Lord of the Flies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
I dated a woman who was Lord of the Thighs. She was amazing.
Yeah, I've seen that movie,
too. Mm-hmm. let's see. So there are signs of cannibalism observed on 5 deaths. Over the next month, guards arrested about 50 people for cannibalism.
Well, I mean, you could, if, I wonder what they did to them. I mean, wouldn't that be?
Like, aren't they already in prison, sort of?
Yeah, I mean, what would you go? I mean, I don't know what the penalty would be. But you certainly don't want to encourage people eating each other, do you, Colonel?
Well, it depends, really.
Three days.
On who the people are.
3 fucking days.
Hey, well, you don't know how much you have not walked.
Gangs form in 3 days.
You have not walked in their moccasins.
But you're stealing gold fillings after 3 days.
Well, they saw where it was going.
Jesus.
I mean, here's what I...
How long do you need?
You might as well get ahead of that. I mean, just get ahead of
three,
it.
Jesus. So, it's not funny. Okay, so...
That's
kind
of funny.
It's not funny. It's sad.
Yeah, it's sad.
Many years later, one survivor of the ordeal, then in her 80s, who arrived at Nazio Island as a 13-year-old girl, stated, "The things we saw, people were dying everywhere. They were killing each other. When you went along the island, you saw human flesh wrapped in rags. Human flesh that had been cut and hung in trees. The fields were full of corpses." 3 days, people!
Well,
you know. Why wait, really?
You know what's going to happen. These are Russians. They've seen some shit. They know what this is headed to.
They're there for an hour. Well,
yeah, well,
we're going to have to kill somebody. Yeah,
Someone's got to go.
Someone's got to go.
Hey.
Wouldn't you optimistically think, well, maybe they're going to bring us, you know,
maybe
some carry out
tomorrow
or something.
Or, yeah. You know, anyway. These poor unfortunates were soon joined by another 1,200 deportees.
Oh.
Well.
Now you know there's going to be some gang shit going on. Because the newbies, the fish, coming in.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Fish coming in.
Reports indicated that many of the new arrivals were attacked and murdered as soon as they stepped on shore. This is on day 4.
This is like goddamn, Walking Dead.
Right.
These motherfuckers already turned into zombies.
That's what I mean. This is a great story.
Most of the bodies were just lying out in the open.
Well, and it really, it's a mile long. What are they going to do with the body?
Yeah, you can only bury so many.
Right.
And it was not long before the starving masses increased the cannibalism. It became a common sight to see dead bodies that had been cut up as if by a butcher. Stripped of the best pieces of flesh. I don't know who decides that.
But thighs. Thighs are good. Thighs got a lot of fat on them. Generally, you don't want to get through the belly because it's got too much fat and not enough protein.
And genitals are not too good.
I would not touch your genitals on either sex. But if you can get these forearms right here and the triceps and the shoulders.
Here's a question
for you. Actually, Timmy, it's the buttocks.
But
if you're going to eat a person, start with the buttocks.
But if a cannibal would eat a penis, does that mean they're gay?
I don't know.
I mean, what do you think, Brandy? Know. How would you come down on that?
I think you guys are fucking ridiculous.
I mean, that's a question.
It's not.
Well, I think it depends on if it's a hard penis or not, Timmy.
I'm guessing it's not hard, but I don't know.
So,
for sure.
They were stripped of the best pieces of flesh.
Hard to get a Woody when somebody's chopping.
Unless it's like Rigor Mortis.
Yeah.
And we're missing nourishing organs such as livers.
Oh, livers are probably popular.
Oh, yeah. You get some Russian pate there.
Mm.
It was not long after that the prisoners began to graduate. On day 5, evidently, I don't know, that the prisoners began to graduate to cannibalistic murders, hunting each other down for food as if they were animals.
This is sad. And it's tragic. But you got to admit, you would watch that if it was like a reality TV show.
I would watch it. You know, this is one of
Hunger Games.
You watch fucking Bridge in a Hurricane. I know you'd watch people hunting each other.
But there's not somebody tied to a post at the end of that pier.
You know, that's where you. That's where you.
We
say,
do not condone. This podcast does not condone cannibalism.
We don't. We're like anti-cannibalism. This. Right. But this is one of those things where when you hit the shore, you're like, motherfucker, I wish I would have lost that 35 pounds before I got here. Because you know they're picking you out on a high.
Yeah, because I mean, like, you know, normally in society, you know, being overweight is frowned upon. But on a cannibal island, you're popular as hell.
Well,
like,
you're popular until they grab you. And the
and you run slower.
Yeah, not quick.
Yeah.
I don't.
Gotta be quick. Gangs. Gotta be quick on Cannibal
Island. Yeah, it ain't for the faint-hearted.
No. Roving gangs of people crazed from hunger fanned out and terrorized the sick or weak, brutally slaying them and consuming their raw flesh.
Now, here's a question I
Why
have.
Why can't these motherfuckers get a fire going?
Well, my question is, how do you decide which gang you join?
I don't know.
I mean, apparently there's some organization going on there if they're gangs.
I need a time span. I mean, after 3 days.
Cannibalizing willy nilly, you got to have some kind
well,
of
that,
structure.
Well,
in
that's
place.
The problem. They don't. Well, they obviously don't have a structure in place. They're just forming gangs without any, you know, any type of common core values.
In 1989, a local eyewitness.
Core values, did
it? Wait a minute. So this is a popular. In 1989, a local eyewitness who was not a prisoner,
all right,
but was part of a tribe of settlers in the remote area, testified to conditions on the island.
Okay.
So there were settlers there?
Well, apparently.
But they stayed away from that side of the island.
Well, of course.
They're fucking crazy. Yeah. They were trying to escape. They asked us.
That
so
was
they
like
met
the
up.
West side of the island.
Right. Well, they met up. Mm. They asked us, where's the railway? We'd never seen a railway. They asked, where's Moscow, Leningrad? They were also asking the wrong people. We'd never heard of these places.
How did they not eat the settlers?
People were running away starving. They were given a handful of flour. They mixed it with water and drank it, and then they immediately got diarrhea. The things we saw.
You got rotten corpses, you got cannibalism, and you got the diarrhea.
It doesn't sound hygienic to me.
Yeah.
On the island, there was a guard named.
It
Kostya.
Sounds like really the Super 8. I
well, you need the time. You need the what do you take the what's that pink stuff called?
Pepto-Bismol.
Yeah, you need that. Or they could have used some of that.
Okay. I think it's Imodium.
Oh, Imodium.
There was a guard named Kostya Vinikov, a young fellow. He fell in love with a girl who had been sent there and was courting her. He protected her. One day he had to be away for a while, and he told one of his comrades, take care of her. But with all the people there, the comrade couldn't do much, really. People caught the girl, tied her to a poplar tree, cut off her breast, her muscles, everything they could eat. Everything.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
They were...
Someone was, you know...
They were hungry. They had to eat.
That's
and when
disgusting.
Costa came back, she was still alive, Devil.
What?
Yeah, they tried to save her, but she just lost too much blood.
Yeah.
Now, the dire situation on Nazi Island was finally ended by Soviet authorities in early June when the settlement was dissolved and the surviving 2,800 deportees were transferred to smaller settlements.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Yes.
Hold on. So it was stopped in June.
It started in May. Yeah.
On May
21st. Even the Soviets
was
like, what the fuck?
Well, no, on May 21st. So they got there on May 18th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the Soviets stopped it in June.
Early June. Yeah. They was like, oh, this is crazy. This is too goddamn crazy for even us.
Wait a minute.
Stalin's like, baby, we got to stop this shit. Yeah. This is awful.
So in 10 days, they fucking devolve so much.
Well, that's it, Brandy. It's the thing you don't understand. When you don't have rules in society, tell them about the wall, Colonel.
The wall?
Yeah.
Here's the thing about the wall.
Hold on, because I can't stress this enough. I don't give a fuck. I wanted you to explain to me how, in let's even just say 2 weeks, in 2 weeks.
Well, Stalin was not an unreasonable man. He saw what was going on here and said, no, put it
but
into this
But we're a society of rules. And
we are
in
a
three
society,
fucking
we're a
days,
society
they're
of
turning
laws,
to cannibalism.
Not men, not, we're a society of men, laws, not cannibals, Timmy.
And
in
the
3 days,
and you need people.
We have walls, Devil. We have walls.
I don't
and
care.
You need people. You need me on that wall, Devil.
Care.
You need me on that wall. That's what these people over here needed, a wall.
I would pick you off that wall with a slingshot.
The settlers wanted a wall, and they wanted the colonel on that wall.
I would pick you off that wall with a slingshot or a bayonet. Either one, I'm not real picky. They're devolving to cannibalism in three fucking days.
What do you want? You want them awake to the 2 week, you know, to kill their victims?
You ever had a colonoscopy?
Yeah, have you?
No.
Yeah, okay. You go 24 hours without eating?
I've been 24 hours without eating.
Yeah, I was ready to eat my goddamn nurse when she brought me back to her. I would have ate her. You would have given me 6 more hours. I'd have cooked fucking nurse made
it
a
wasn't
stew
like they it wasn't like they were waiting on food. They had some flour. They have river water, and that was diarrhea. Pretty much diarrhea.
Diarrhea. They needed something solid.
Yeah.
They had shit passing right.
I mean,
through.
It's easy. It's easy here, you know, 80 years later to cast judgment on these people, Brandy. But these people were starving.
Yeah.
Yeah. The colonel here is a man. He's a religious man.
Mm-hmm.
And he has empathy.
Right,
explain to her what empathy is.
The two of you empathy have flapped okay your empathy dick suckers let more me this podcast than I have ever heard okay in my fucking life. Can you seriously not just stick to a fucking story just for 5 motherfucking minutes without just yapping? Yappy.
You seem upset, Brandy.
You seem tense, devil.
Explain to her what empathy is.
You know what? Like, I'm getting ready to explain to you what the fuck shut your cocksucker means.
Okay, like say Timmy's, I don't know, got some spiritual pain going on here, devil.
Spiritual pain.
And I come over and I say, Timmy, what's going on with you? I'd like to help you out. See, that's not something that really ever comes out of your lips. I'd like to help you out, Timmy. Tell me what I can do for you. See, because I feel your pain. I know how you feel. I feel your pain.
He internalizes the pain of others.
Right. I recognize and internalize.
Yes.
See, you deflect, devil.
That's not empathy, you fucktards.
Have you ever had empathy for anyone in your life?
Not you two sons of bitches.
Well, that's a problem. And that's why you cannot be called reverend, because a man of the cloth, like the colonel, he has empathy for your leopards.
Your leopards?
Your leopard, your average leopard.
Do you have empathy for leopards?
For leopards?
Yeah.
Goddamn right, they can't even change their spots.
Nah.
How do you like to walk around with the same outfit on every day?
Shouldn't their spots just fall off?
He has empathy for the blind?
Yeah. Goddamn right I do.
Even though he's tripped and
poor bastards walking into the wall.
Read your story.
Okay, so it got so goddamn dire that they were like, fuck this, let's get all these people off of here.
Mm. 2 weeks.
Now, in a period
of. I don't
know
why you laugh at that. This is
in this period, in a period, in, because of transportation and everything, the roundup and everything, and getting them to the island.
Transport back.
They had 6,000 deportees that were sent to the island.
I'm more concerned about the guards that still ain't have their badges.
About 2,000 died of starvation, exposure, disease, the diarrhea, or accidental death.
Uh-huh.
That's just running away.
Let me tell you.
It was an accident.
There's nothing worse than dying from diarrhea.
Death by diarrhea. Mm-hmm. So 2,000 had just disappeared. Just disappeared.
Off the face of the map.
Yep. Now, a report on the event was sent to Stalin, and he was like, what the fuck you got going on over there? What the fuckski? Yeah.
He's a humanitarian.
Yeah. What Stalin was like, what the fuckski? anyway, it contained the basic elements, and Stalin said, well, that sounds
facts
like a good idea to me.
You know what Stalin said? How did they devolve in just 3 days?
Yeah, 3 fucking days. I can't leave you motherfuckers alone for 3 days.
He'd just gone on a weekend trip.
Yeah.
Gave you fucking flour.
So anyway, they figured there's 2,000 of them left, but half of them were ill, bedridden, and shitting on themselves. Only about 200 to 300 were physically capable of working, and they put them on hard labor.
I want to know, Brandy, how long do you think would be appropriate before resorting to cannibalism?
I'd say 26 hours.
Jesus Christ. Remind me not to go on like a juice fast with you or anything.
Well, I had my colonoscopy. I had to go 24 hours without eating.
Let's
that
explain.
Was some bullshit.
Explain to our listeners what a colonoscopy consists of.
It
I'm
is
pretty
when
sure
they
know
take like 38 feet of fire hose and shove it up your nether region and check and see if you got any small ulcerations in your colon that could turn into cancer
an
and kill
ulceration
you.
And
I
if,
would recommend.
And if you do, they turn on the faucet,
mm-hmm,
and water shoots
just
right
shoots
up.
Shoots right. It comes out of your ears.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
Anyway, what is all this with people excited, sexually excited about enemas? Why is that, Brandy?
What you got going on with your hair there?
I don't know.
Let me take a picture of your hair.
I took my headphones off.
Let me take a picture of your hair.
Devil's got the crazy hair. Went back all. You've been listening to the Cure again, Devil. Got that Cure haircut going.
Yeah, I don't care.
So Brandy, what is it about enemas that is sexually arousing to you?
Fuck you, nothing.
Well, I mean, I've seen you've seen her porn collection, right?
What?
She's got a porn collection right over there. It's literary porn, but it's still porn.
Well, no, it's not even there.
I think the title was Your Friend My Enema.
You came up with that, so I feel like it's yours. You need to fix your phone, or you're going to end up taking pictures of shit you don't want to.
All right. Finish up this. Bring it home, Colonel.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what happens here? In 1988, now, after the initial investigations in 1933, they were largely forgotten. And only a small number of survivors, government officials, and eyewitnesses even knew about it. And the survivors wouldn't talk about it because they've been with some bitches that eat people. So
Brandy, that's really, if you're stalling, that's really not something you put in the newsletter.
No.
In 1988, when they had glasnost, I remember talking to my friend Gorbachev.
What was going on with his head? It's like the bird shit on it or something.
It's called a port wine stain, Timmy.
Okay.
Okay. My nephew had one when he was born.
Like a bird shit on it.
I know. That's
a bird with bloody stool.
Oh, my God.
Head. That'd be the worst thing in the world.
Oh, yeah. It's nothing worse than a bird with bloody stool flying over you.
Well, anyway, they decided that when Glasnost came out, they made this thing. They created a little bit of a memorial. It's basically shaped like a human cheeseburger. Knowledge of the affair was also increased by French historian Nicholas Wirth, who spent years meticulously digging through lost archives to figure it out. And he finally wrote a book in 2006, which could not even compare to this premier script that we have. And it was called Cannibal Island.
Cannibal Island, Brandy. How appropriate.
Doesn't one of our podcast friends have a show named that?
No, that's True Crime Island, but yeah.
But his first name's Cambo.
All right.
Cambo Island.
I don't think that he was involved with that.
Well, I think he's too young to be involved, but.
Yes. With the.
It's a little disturbing. It's so simple.
Policy.
So anyway, the Memorial Society, you know, is for the innocent victims, blah, 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 blah. And they basically forgot about him. The end.
Wait a minute, Colonel. What do you mean they forgot about him? What happened to the survivors of Cannibal Island?
They never talked about it again, Timmy. What happens on Cannibal Island stays on Cannibal Island.
Did they get a sandwich?
Most of them just died of old age and shit.
Well, this is a story that was brought to us, Brandy, by your good friend Jason Dykes.
Thank you, Jason.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to start
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you, Jason, and thank you. I'm going to start with our Patreon sponsors.
We would love to thank our people who support this fine quality podcast, Brandy, who we love, who are so generous with their donations. If you would like to support us on Patreon, just go to patreon.com/historydweebs, where you can give a little, you can give a lot, or
just a wee little bit to me.
Just a tip. Just a tip. Give a shout out, Colonel.
You ever had just the tip, Devil?
Can you give us?
You ever had somebody just tell you, "Come on, Devil, just the tip"?
Well, of course I have.
Have you? You ever fallen for it?
No, it's a bullshit thing. It's a bullshit lies thing.
Okay. So, anyway, let's get to Jim Seabright, Andrew Scammell, Tommy Lane is in my ear.
Jason Aloha.
Dice. Aloha, Terry Malachi. Jennifer Savoboda.
Yeah, I think Terry and Jennifer will be at DweebCon, hopefully.
Oh, yeah. Pervo Espen, Maggie Glover, Gracie's mom, Erica Kenny Hiro, The Comeback Podcast, LK Barr, Reen, Marissa Albanese, Bridget Clavey, Phyllis Munson, Jennifer Riker Smith. I hope Jennifer go with the gray hair. You look fantastic.
Jennifer looks fantastic the way she is.
Gray hair is hard to do.
Yeah, she's very, very beautiful.
Jennifer can pull it off.
And Jennifer's going to be here, I believe, for the WeebCon.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Steven, my buddy Steven Potts. Anna Garrett. She may be here for the thing.
Yeah, she is. Mm-hmm.
Ursula Clark and Diane Trowbridge, Beth Ann Waller, Michelle Johns, Margaret McDonald, Aaron Turner, Jess, Leanne Flanagan.
Oh, who, by the way, says...
Fine Irish lass.
Yeah, but she's not Irish. I asked her that, and she says that she's not. She's English. She's not Irish.
Her goddamn name is Leanne Flanagan. She's Irish. Well, I know what she is.
You're going to have to bring it up with her. But she will be here for DweebCon.
She will?
Yes.
Leanne's coming?
She is.
Oh, I'm happy in hell now. Mm-hmm. Julia Rodriguez, Mike Sadler, Jamie Dent, Tyrone Marshabora, Stacey Alsop, Jody and Sean Wells, Amber Anderson, Nay Walk Among Us, who we were just hanging out with 2 weeks ago. Timmy.
Yes, our good friend Ben and Roseanne.
And Roseanne. Mm-hmm. Lorna Violet, that would be cool if they was here, Timmy.
It would be.
But then nobody would want to talk to us because they'd all be hanging around now. Michael Dale, Kelly Charette, Karen Russell Widener. Let me see who else we got here, Timmy.
Who else, Colonel?
Let me see.
He is stalling, Brandy.
No.
You think?
No, the pages. Somebody jacked up my pages here. Callie.
Nobody touched.
Callie, my favorite ginger, Callie Jones.
The lovely Callie Jones.
Lauren Meredith, Jessica Greeno, Mike Brown from Pleasing Terror, Sarah Bloom. I love you, Sarah.
Yes.
Amber, crazy-ass Amber Croup. Laura O'Reilly, Christine Bourgeois. Kimberly Cameron, our favorite attorney at law. Mm-hmm. Elise Edgerton, History Goes Bump. Amber Trevino, Lisa Petre, or Annette Petre, Lise. Lahara Lopez, Alicia and Chip, of course. Mincy, Jeff and Don Chestnut.
Are Alicia and Chip coming, too? I hope they do.
I hope they do.
They came last year. It was a lot of fun. I hope Jeff and Don make it as well.
Markia Smith, Andrew Happ, Karen Barnes, Rachel Flynn, Shirley.
Shirley.
Todd Long.
We hope Shirley's feeling better.
We do. Melissa Montoya, Maja. My nemesis, Timmy.
Mm-hmm.
My nemesis, Shelly Garrett.
Yes, and is she coming to
She is going to be at DweebCon.
Wonderful. We look forward to seeing you, Shelly.
She is going to be at DweebCon. Carol Elise, Kirsten Malachinsky, Adam McWaters, the Rants and Reason podcast, Timmy.
The podcast with you that you are on with Shelly.
With the nice Miss Shelly there.
Yes.
Paula Kimes, The Vanish Podcast, Canadian True Crime, Charlie at Insight, Angela Santos, Lydia Wasson Fisher, Ken Stroop, Mistress Veda.
Is she a dominatrix?
I would imagine she is, too. Right. Ron Monasterio, Tracy Smith, Bridget Bernard, Stacy, Cheryl Weldon. Let's see who we got here. Veronica Moreno, Chris Lane, Alexandra, Elaine Baker, Vivian Vaca, Mark and Chi. Amanda Lupez, Shannon Arnold, Kimberly Smith, Robin Sherrard, Ruth, Keith Whitfield, Cassie Kitchens, Nick Johnson.
Nick will be here.
Yeah, Nick will be here. Mm-hmm. Natasha Burgess.
And Natasha, yes. Thank
course,
you, Natasha.
Rudy, the world's most dangerous canine.
Who had a run-in with, you tell me, had a run-in with a...
Well, that was about a year ago. He had to kill a raccoon to himself. And, of course... As we said, we dedicate this show to Sully, and he belongs to Lady Beverly.
Yes.
So, Lady Beverly, our wishes are really going out to you, our thoughts and
yes,
good wishes. And the lady we do this show for week after week after week after week, Dottie Scott.
Yes, my mom. Yes. So, Brandy, your final thoughts on... Cannibal Island.
It's fucked up.
Yeah.
But would you, if you like, could just watch the video of it, would you like that?
Just the abbreviated version. Get the Blinkist version, devil.
I don't know.
Like, she'd you know, it. You know, like, yeah, no, like no sound. They just had like, you know, a
people chasing each other around.
No, I don't know.
It'd take, because if you was like a really big person, you know, say like a 300-pound person, the thing is, the skinny people would come after you. Mm-hmm. But the skinny people can't take a big person down. That's why they had to get gangs, devils.
That makes sense. That does make sense. So your final thoughts on Cannibal Island?
I'm hungry. I got to go get some lunch, Timmy. Hopefully it ain't raining and I'll get caught in another tornado.
What do you think about him getting caught in a tornado, Brandy?
He was being smited.
All right. So we'd like to thank you all for listening, and especially Jason for the script. Thank you very much. And we look forward to seeing all of you October 5th. through 7th here in Cincinnati at DweebCon 2, The Wrath of Brandy. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see y'all next time on History Dweebs.
Good day.
Bye, everyone.
This talking about can't.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.